right, every single Wednesday, and you can add to the conversation in this segment by emailing rentfree1310@gmail.com. And, Mino, you said you had something for the leadoff spot.
Yes, I do. So, I'm a big fan of the night swim during the summer. Just when the sun's going down. I think it's, you know, it's not too hot out yet, or it's not hot anymore. Still warm, but it's nice. It's a nice way to wind down. And in the pool in my apartment complex, we have a swimming pool and we also have a hot tub. So every now and then I'll like to enjoy the hot tub if it's not too hot out.
And you put on the REM track Night Swimming just to make the experience complete.
So I'm not going there, but every time I am going to the hot tub, I will sing this song from an SNL skit from the early 80s.
Shaggy in the hot tub!
Yeah!
Will it make me sweat?
Yeah!
Shaggy in the hot tub!
Yeah!
Will it make me wet?
Yeah!
Well, well, well.
This is Eddie Murphy doing fake James Brown.
Classic.
Gonna get in the water. Gonna make me sweat that. Here I go in the hot tub.
Sticks his foot in. It's too hot in the hot tub.
And I guarantee you, you're not the only person that thinks that.
So I was there with my buddies last weekend, and they're in the hot tub, and I just go, hey, should I get in the hot tub? And they're like, if you want to. I'm like, no, it's not the bit. I guess nobody understands. I guess they're too young.
Maybe.
And they're my age. Am I just an old soul for knowing one of the most popular SNL skits of all time?
Let's ask the control room, because when I was a kid, I would rent the best of SNL videos from the 70s and 80s, so I was well-versed in my SNL lore. You guys,
I definitely have a couple of those DVDs, like Best of Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, mostly ones of the 90s.
Okay. Have you seen this skit with Eddie Murphy?
I have
never
not.
Seen
Dude,
this.
Dude, it's...
Nor have I.
It's one of the funniest ones, where Eddie Murphy is doing fake James Brown, and all he's doing is singing about getting in a hot tub.
And I think Donovan did this
for
Time Wasters about 10 years ago.
I think it was 2017 or 18 or so, yeah. So I'll say, I'll just be like, oh, too hot in the hot tub. And nobody knows what I'm talking about. Well, but it's just for me, and it lives rent-free every time I see a hot tub.
Get on it, control room.
And it's either that or the Lovas with Will Ferrell when they're doing the hot tub.
Yes, and they want to eat goat meat.
So it's something with SNL and hot tubs. They've struck gold.
All right, let's go to P1s. This is from P1 Ty in Arkansas. He says, sweet spot. It's hard to know where to start rent-free. There's just so much in my head. But probably my favorite and my wife's least favorite are the Kip Keno drops that live rent-free in my head. There's a short, low spot in my neighborhood where the cell signal frequently drops during calls only a half mile from the house. It's not infrequent that when I'm on a call as I drive through the area, if there's any hiccup on the signal, I'll audibly slip into Kip Keno with, the signal is bad, I cannot hear you. He says he does it in an accent, which he says isn't too bad. He also says, my wife also has no idea what I'm talking about. She just gives me a sad, confused look and an eye roll whenever she's in the vehicle with me. Sometimes I miss Norm, but you boys are doing a great job. Thank you for everything that you do to your body. Arkansas P1, Ty. Well, thank you, Ty.
The reception is bad. I tell you, I can't hear you. Can you call me back later? Hello? Hello?
Man.
So fine. Great.
And anytime you have to call into the station if you're going to be on with another show and clean feed isn't available... Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I think of, is like, man, if I'm in a spot where if my cell phone is bad, I can't hear you, I'm just going to feel like I'm going to have a Kip Keno moment.
And I just love how put out Norm was, that they tried so hard to get Kip Keno from Africa, and they just couldn't connect with technology, and he's free to try your best, Frito, to get him back on.
Is he in prison now, Kip Keno? Didn't he get in, he got in a little trouble, right?
Some legal woes. I'm not totally up to speed on...
Is he still...
Still with us? The travails of Kip Keno.
85 years old.
Yep.
I don't know his standings with prison or not, but yeah, at 80, in his 80s, okay.
We'll get Lando on that.
Just keep living. Lando, look up Kip Keno. See where he's at.
I tell you, I can't hear you.
This is from P1 Devin. Hey, sweet spot. What's living rent-free in my head is Jim Ross's commentary after The Undertaker threw Mankind off the top of the Hell in a Cell cage. This happened back, I believe, in 1998, I want to say, in the peak Attitude era.
That was the
WWF
year I watched
wrestling. Yes. And of course, you've probably seen the video. And every year, I believe this happened on June 28th during a pay-per-view. And every year on the anniversary, you always see this video pop up on Twitter. And I will say this, as far as the memorable sports calls of all time, I know wrestling is sports entertainment. I thought Jim Ross had a legendary moment with this.
Undertaker fighting back. He's fighting back. They're out of bullets, folks. And I don't like it a damn bit.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible.
God almighty, he killed him.
And they were legit worried about him. He had teeth pop out through his jaw. He was in bad shape.
His teeth were in his nose.
Yes, up in his nose. That's right. And then they're wheeling him to the back. And they're like, nope, he's going to finish the match. It was just insane.
Man, Mick Foley was... He was entertainment.
And he was a headliner, I believe, at a ticket stock one year. Or one of the guests at ticket stock.
So did you watch wrestling back in the late 90s?
Every Monday night, me and my friends would go to my buddy Aaron's house, and we would watch Monday Night Raw.
See, I hope it's not just member berries, because I was, at that year, I was about 10 years old, where I thought wrestling was just absolute kick ass. Mm-hmm. And it was dirty for what they could put on TV, and the Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix, they talk a lot about the Attitude Era and just the stuff that they did, pushing the envelope. It was awesome. I couldn't do it now, but it was awesome.
By the way, Jim Ross, he also was at the AEW big event they had out at the Globe Life Field.
Mm-hmm.
He returned. Apparently, he's been dealing with cancer, I want to say. So, yeah, he was able to come back. So, good to see old JR. Let's go to P1 Tommy. He goes, I know the Black Daddy song gets a lot of praise, rightly so, but the song that sometimes takes control of my brain is the Corby tribute to Jacob. That's a cover of Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol. It's simply titled Jacob Dedamore. I can't seem to find this song online anywhere. Could you find it for me? Thanks for what you do holding down that sweet spot, P1 Tommy. I don't know if I can necessarily find this for you, but we sure as hell can play it for you right now. White Elephant. 2-3 years ago.
It says 2021.
Every time he talks, Mino doesn't care. Slumping in his chair. Danny feels the same. His voice, it causes pain. Just like Sahara rain. They just can't conceive just why he doesn't leave, so they can get some peace.
Jacob Dedamore.
He's Jacob Dedamore.
Jacob Dedamore.
He's Jacob Dedamore.
Honestly.
Dude, so underrated.
But one of the sorriest things, because Jacob was totally blindsided by this.
As he was with Black Daddy also. But sure, another... Sure. Dirty thing about this song, but still great. This was very early on when he started working here. If you listen to this whole song, this was before the name Daddy was even around.
Okay.
Corby doesn't call him Daddy at all. This was when he was just Jacob, or Jacob Dedamore.
He was just fill-in guy, sometimes on the weekend, too, running the boards.
Yeah, just filling in, and I remember that White Elephant day, Corby's like, hey, I don't want to spoil too much, I'm doing a song. And I need you guys to sing the chorus. And it's just sing Jacob Dedamore.
Jacob Dedamore.
Like, oh my God.
Jacob Dedamore.
Everybody's off key.
He's been working. Yeah, he was working here for like 2 months at
the
time.
Daddy, just know we love you here.
We
on
do.
The Sweet Spot. And you live rent free. And
you're doing a great job with
P1
the morning show.
Tommy's brain. Let's go to Chad. Chad says, sup, Whip. I guess he sent this when Work in Progress was in for us last week. He goes, my most rent-free is anytime someone says, hey, in an angry tone, and I always pause and say, dill, of course. He also says, if anyone says, what, and pauses, I say, do you like this gig? Of course. The thing that I fixated on in this email was any mention of thousands of miles in the air, I think, what are you, on the moon? So, of course, I took a flight to St. Louis this week. We're traveling at 34,000 miles, and I thought...
Feet.
Or excuse me, 34,000 feet. What are we on, the moon?
He's got a pretty serious vocal fry for an 8-year-old, too. You notice that?
Yes.
Right. Maybe he'll be an airline pilot one day.
We are flying at 32,000 feet above Midland, Texas.
32,000 feet? You on the moon?
Up next, big trade in the NBA.
Good tease, too.
That's a good tease.
Man, it's just how Danny jumps at that 32,000 feet. What are you doing in the moon? Yeah, which is the flying altitude for most commercial flights is about 32,000 to 36,000 feet.
Yes. All right. Let's
so funny.
Let's skip ahead to good, sweet female P1, Aline or Elaine, A-L-E-N-E.
Aline.
I think it's Aline.
Okay.
She's great. Once upon a time in a galaxy far, far away, Davey said two pickleball courts and one tennis court, and someone put it to music, and my brain keeps it queued up and ready for at a moment's notice when the word pickleball is uttered, as I often is between segments on the Hardline with Corby. Pretty good little tune. It's very Eminem, so I don't mind it living rent free. But she doesn't know who the composer of this was. Well, this was a Ryan Baldwin offering.
It was.
Baldy was, I don't know if he was filling in during the Hardline or what, but he decided to put this little ditty together, and I must admit, this is a pretty good little audio mashup.
Two pickleball courts on one tennis court. One tennis court. One tennis court.
Whoa.
Two pickleball courts on one tennis court. One tennis court. One tennis court.
Whoa.
Two pickleball courts on one tennis court. One tennis court. One tennis court.
Whoa.
Two pickleball courts on one tennis court. One tennis court. One tennis court.
So catchy, yeah.
Two pickleball courts.
So it doesn't go anywhere.
It's okay. And I think this was
the cadence is perfect.
This was like Davey's first week with the Hardline, and Baldy, I think, was taking over for you in the mornings, doing morning tickers.
He was like, just listening, and this, he's like, I heard something that Dave said, and it's been stuck in my head all day. So he like worked on that in there.
I'm like, all right, Baldy, I see you. That was good. Yes. It's very funny.
And that was a fun segment of Rent Free. So if you want to add to something, and we'll get to it, don't worry.
Let's do it again next week. That was fun.
We'll do it every Wednesday at 2:15. Rentfree1310@gmail.com.